Okay, we're going to be starting the Mishnah Bayon Naito Samurai Shot Magin Israel. Okay, here we go. It's, yeah, exactly. Hayon Naito Samurai Shot Israel, Mishalayach Tachos Hadai. He took the hair of his Naziris and sent it under the pot where they cooked the Shlomim. Gilach Mabdina. He took the haircut out of Yerushalayim. Loyoyim Mishalayach Tachos Hadai. Because the Pasuk says, take the hair and put it under it, it should not be Mechusar Havah. And I pointed out that I think Yom Tov says, you see your sight. If you can be a mile and a half away in Yerushalayim, that's not called Mechusar Havah. If you're one step out of Yerushalayim, that's called Mechusar Havah, even though it's one step extra. Or it might even be out of the boundary of Yerushalayim closer. But Mechusar Havah doesn't mean necessarily physical Havah. It means the halacha of getting into something different. And that's Mechusar Havah of out of Yerushalayim. That's where the mitzvah is brought up. There was no mitzvah. That's not true. Because there is two things going against them. Number one, it's not a Nazir Tar. And number two, it's out of Yerushalayim. He took the gravy. The nice and alsar roish nisrai. By the way, I would have translated right to as the soup, not as the gravy, but I'm not going to argue the point. The nice and alsar roish nisrai. And he put it on the hair. Mishalech takas adoy tshlamen. Mishalech takas adoy tshlamen. Hashem yotza. Frank the Gemara, Hashem and Nazir Tor miyinka. There's no Hashem by Nazir Tor. I'm a rabbi, Ochi kamer. Nazir Tor me. Mishalech takas adoy tshlamen. Hashem yotza. But not immediately. How do I know that you can put it under an other carbon. I'm a rabbi, I'm a kohen, so tachas zevach ha-shlamim. So, I'm sorry, the first thing is, how do you know you put from the soup on it? I'm sorry, the gravy. I'm a rabbi, I'm a kohen, tachas zevach ha-shlamim, b'zivchai yehei tachtav. From the zevach should be under it, right? B'zivchai yehei tachtav. We want some of the zevach to be under, because it didn't have to say the word zevach. Could have said mitachas ha-shlamim. What's zevach ha-shlamim? To tell me that some of the zevach should be under the shlamim. M'shilav takas adoy tshachatis yotza my time up. I'm a kra, zevach l'rabbis tshachatis v'ashem. Again, zevach is extra. Frank the Gemara, v'afik t'lai zevach miraitav. Didn't you use that zevach to tell miraitav? So make up your mind. How many drushes can you get out of one word? Okay, v'ayim a kra miraitav. Ha-shlamim. My zevach, shmah minol l'rabbis tshachatis v'ashem. The choice of word could have said miraitav. V'lokach. So maybe it's only coming to tell me chatas and hashem. Can they mishlamim bezevach? My zevach hashlamim shmami no tarki. Tana rabbanan hakol mishachim takos adoyt chutz mitamim shegilach memdina. They should start in nikbar because his hair is chayiv in kura. Liver a mayor. If you don't have a tayrim kan v'kan hoy mishalkim tamayim kan v'kan loy hoy mishalkim. Which is not like our Mishnah either. If come in my call lawyer in Mishnah and Tachos Adai, Chutzman at Tarsh of the Mignus Mishnah, Tachos and Mitzvah Sai. So this is the time of our Mishnah, that only when there's not Mechusar Havah, and only a Nazir Tahar, not a Nazir Tameh. Now it's interesting, I don't know the source that a Nazir Tameh should send. Why does anybody say a Nazir Tameh should send? The Torah only wrote it by a Nazir Tahar. So why would anybody say that a Nazir Tamei should send? I also don't know is why Remeir is mechalik between, he says, Sari Nigbar, Manushach. Why isn't Sari Nigbar if it's done b'mdina? I'm talking about when it's done b'migdash. If it's Tashir Baran, it needs to be Nigbar, So Teretz's Remeir holds is a mitzvah of Sreifa. So if it's a mitzvah of Sreifa, what difference does it make Nazir Tor and Nazir Tamei outside b'mdina? So I don't know the answers to these questions, just pointing them out. He cooked or overcooked the shlamim. A kayan naito as hazraya b'shelim in ayo. The kayan gets the cooked zraya. They gimel, what does the box say? The chalas matzah achas menasal, the rocking matzah achas, and the chazav b'shayk, by the way. The nice and alkapi anazir, he puts it on the hands of the nazir. Umenifon, and they wave it. Yachkach, hutra anazir, listis yayin, litamil amesim. And then afterwards, meaning, according to this Tana, you have to do everything. Achakol ha-maisim kulam, all three korbanos, and taglachas, and tnufa, and then it's mutter. Shimon Eimer, Kivin shenizrik olof echa min adamim. Not true. Once you do the zrika of one, hutter, even if you didn't bring the other two karbanos yet. And for sure, if you didn't do taglachas, that doesn't mean there's no mitzvah to do all those things. There is a mitzvah to do all those things. But still, it's mutter and harash and lishtas v'yayin ulutamir l'meis. Don't think about it, the Tony Rabbanon, the Acha Yishtan, Nazir, Yayin, Acha, Amaisim, Kulam. Now, if you read the Pasuk Pshat and the Pasuk, I don't pick sides in Tanoim, but Reb Lezer is right. It says, do all these things, Acha Yishtan, Nazir, Yayin. Read the Pasuk. It says, do A, B, and C, and Acha Yishtan, Nazir, Yayin. So Pasuk Pshat and the Pasuk definitely reads like Reb Lezer, Acha, Amaisim, Kulam. The Chachamim, Aymim, Acha, Amaisim, Yichidi. Strike the Gemara, Maita, Maid, Rabbanon. Again, because Reb Lezer makes sense. But the Gemara always asks Maitan Mariu, and the one that it understands leads. Reb Lezer, the Gemara has no problem. It read the Pasuk. But Rabbanan come along and say that's not what the Pasuk means. Now, where did they get that from?
Which part of
the Pasuk was it? Because, again, you don't have the Chumash in front of you. The Pasuk lists a whole bunch of things to do, and at the end it says, so if you read the Psukim, it would say, do everything, and then it reads like Reb Lezer. And for the Gemara, he holds it to Xerish Shabbat. Sivakam Akhi is Nam Yosiyayin. Sivakam Akhi is Galchi is Nisrai. It says there, Akhi is Galchi is Nisrai. So Mahasam Akhi Maishi Yechidi, it's talking about one act, right? It says, Venasan Akhapi Anazir Akhi is Galchi is Nisrai. So it's talking about only his Galchi is Nisrai. And it says Akhar. And here it says Akhar. So we say, Mahasam Akhi Maishi Yechidi, Avkan Akhi Maishi Yechidi. So the Xerish Shabbat takes the Pasuk out of its regular meaning. Again, without the Xerish Shabbat, the Pasuk reads like Reb Eliezer. With the Xerish Shabbat, you retranslate the Pasuk. That's the power of Xerish Shabbat. Frek the Gemara Ema Deke Tabayu. Maybe it means that you have to have Taglachas also. Maybe the Xerish Shabbat adds Taglachas. Because in the other one, it says, Akhir his Galchai is Nisrai. So maybe it means Ezrika and Taglachas. Yoki Xerishava Lamali. For that, I wouldn't need Xerishava. I could read the Psukim, and it would say, Akhir Taglachas. So you do Taglachas and do Tanufa, and then you're finished. Why does it have to say, Akhir? What's the Xerishava coming to tell me? Must be the Xerishava is coming to tell me that one act is enough, the Ezrika is enough, I don't need Taglachas. Okay, so we explained the Machlokes to Rabbanan and Reb Eliezer that it depends on the Xerish Shabbat. Reb Eliezer needs no help. He reads the Pasuk. And Rabbanan uses Xerish Shabbat to retranslate the Pasuk. Amarav, Tanufa, Benazir, Ma'akebas. Tanufa is Ma'ake by Nazir. Alibidaman, who is Rav saying that in? Which means Ma'akebas means that without the act of Tanufa, the Nazir doesn't end being a Nazir. The Nazirus is not over. Who is he saying that in? The tenufa is done after taglachas. That's clear in the pasuk. And if taglachas is not necessary, so why would tenufa be necessary? It's a step later. Ella libid Eliezer. Lopshita. I don't need Rav to tell to me. Right? Pamer Ablezer, Achamaisim Kulam. Reb Eliezer said, after all the acts. So why do I need help from Rav? Why does Rav have to tell me something that's self-evident? And for the Gemara, no. Mal detay makiv linyan kaparis yorim mitzvah yochanan miloy ta'akev, kamash malon. I would think that since, and this, by the way, is a svara that remains through the Gemara, basically throughout the Gemara, that we would have a havamina according to Eliezer, that tenufa is different. Because in other karbanos where tenufa is required, you're yaitse the carbon without tenufa. It's called shiore mitzvah. I don't know how Aristotle translates it.
It's residual
mitzvah, which means it's a mitzvah to do, but if you don't do it, it doesn't change the outcome. Upstairs, they mark you X, right? The Gemara uses the Lashon, kilu loy keeper, keeper of a loy keeper of a keeper. It means you get your kapara, but you didn't do it the right way. You know there's an X there. You get a check and an X instead of just two checks. That's what it says. Frank the Gemara. For me, Ma'akva is true for Ma'akiv, a coin trouble answer. But Tanya, we learned. Zoys Paris and Razer, Beish Yesh Lekapayim, Beish Ein Lekapayim. And we understand now that Ein Lekapayim can't do Tanufa. And he can't do Tanufa, and he's Yaitu without Tanufa. So just like he's Yaitu without Tanufa, so is the one that's Yesh Lekapayim. Now, I can't go on Drabbanon, because Drabbanon have a Zerisova that told me these things are not Ma'akev. Must be telling me in Rabbi Eliezer that even though Taglachas is Ma'akev, Truf is not Ma'akev. Because if not, what is this Drasha telling me? Drabbanon don't need this Drasha. Because Drabbanon hold even Taglachas is not Ma'akev. Only the Zerisova told me one act. Must be going Rabbi Eliezer, and this pasuk is telling me that even though Taglachas is Ma'akev, Truf is not. Dr. Gemara, you can't say that. Zelo the Tanya Zay starts another bank shesh loisar bank shein loisar. How can I be Ma'akva? I mean, Rabbi Eliezer says Taglachas is Ma'akev, and yet the price equates Einloy to Yeshloy, and Einloy can't do it, so Yeshloy doesn't have to do it either. So then it doesn't make any sense. Because in Rabbanan I don't need any of this, and in Rabbi Eliezer it's not true. Taglachas is Ma'akev. Now, the truth is, Vietanya is not necessary, the Rush says. The Gemara is going to stop right there. It can't be shot that the Bryce is telling me truth is not Ma'akev, because then it would be telling me Taglachas is not Ma'akev, and that can't be in Rabbi Eliezer. And it can't be in Rabbanah, because it's not necessary. But the Bryce, the Gemara decides to bring you a Bryce. Latanya, and we learned, right, Nazim and Murat. And this is the ends up explaining it. A nazir memurat means a nazir who has no hair. According to Beshamai, the guy remains a nazir forever. And the Beshamai yes le takana, which means you can do taglachas without hair. And just like you can do taglachas without hair, you can do tenufa without a hand. And therefore, that's what the Braisa tells me, that the Eloi Kapayim has to go through the act of Tenufa with his arms. With his arms. And therefore, it's not Akasha. It's going like Rabbi Eliezer, and Tenufa is Ma'akev. And according to Beisil, Tenufa can be done, just like Taglachas can be done. And then looking at me, according to Beishamai, it can't be done. And he's stuck, according to Rabbi Eliezer. V'hainu Rabdas, Rabdas, Beishamai Rabbi Eliezer, Amudavarecha. That Rabbi Shammai and Rabbi Eliezer say the same thing about when something can't be done, it's Ma'akev. My Rabbi Eliezer, the Tanya ain't loy boy in Yad Berego, ain't loy tarei lom, but never Rabbi Eliezer. A Mitzayra that doesn't have a thumb or a big toe cannot become tar because it's necessary to put the blood and the oil there. Rabbi Shammai, I mean, the Chayla Mekayim of Yotza. The Chacham Mom Yiniyach HaShosma of Yotza. Period. So going to the first lesson, it's clear, according to the Rabbanon, never was a Havamina that Trufa should be Ma'akev. It says, Jerry Shabbat told me Trufa can't be Ma'akev. There was never any thought in a different way. Trufa can't be Ma'akev. Because the Jerry Shabbat said, one act. One act means after Zvika Saddam. The question was in Rabbi Eliezer, is Trufa Ma'akev or not? Rav said it is. Right? And the Rav's Kiddush was that even though it's a residual mitzvah, over here it's Ma'akev. And the Gemara asked the Kasha because the Braisa says Truf is not Ma'akev. Because the Braisa says having hands is like not having hands. And the Gemara assumes not having hands means. He doesn't have to do it. So yet having hands, he doesn't have to do it either.
Where does that assumption come from?
Because the Gemara assumes that the guy without hands can get rid of his Naziris without doing Truf. If not, Gemara does not entertain at this point any Havamina that something else would have to be done.
Is that from
Zostar Sanazir? Well, Zostar Sanazir equates the two.
So we chose one way to equate.
That's the way we understood that equation, correct.
And
that can be in Rabbanon. Well, Rabbanon would be no Kiddush. I don't need Rapasi to tell me that it's not Ma'akev. In Rabbi Eliezer, we said Taglachas is Ma'akev, and we wanted to say Trufa is Ma'akev. Here you see Trufa is not Ma'akev. And the Gemara's answer was, well, that same Zayisar Tanazir told us Taglachas is not Ma'akev, because it says the difference between the guy having hair and not having hair.
That's the second Brysa.
Same Pasi, Zayisar Tanazir.
Separate
Braisa
talking about hair.
Exactly. And if you can learn that it's not Ma'akev, so then you got a problem. And Rabbanon, I don't need Zayisar Sanazir. And Rabbi Eliezer, it's not true. And the answer is, you misread it. You're right. The guy without hair gets away with it, but not without doing anything. He has to talk and do a haircut. He has to go through the motions of a haircut. And the Eimler Kapayim would also have to do it. So Tanufa is Ma'akev, according to Eliezer, and you go through the motions of Tanufa.
According to both Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, it's Ma'akev.
Right. According to Eliezer, Rabbanon would argue. Rabbanon would say, it's only a mitzvah, Tanufa. If you don't do it, you're fine.
Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai argue with
the Rabbanon
as well?
Well, Beis Shammai couldn't argue with the Rabbanon, but Beis Shammai says, Ein Loi Takana. Right? Right? So obviously they hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Beis Hillel could go like Rabbanon. The mitzvah would be to run the hair across. You know, you want to learn. But Beis Hillel is not stuck. Beis Shammai is clearly not like Rabbanon. Rabbanon says, they're glad it's not Ma'akev.
According to
Beis Hillel,
to the
Rabbanon,
they're doing it just
out of mitzvah.
Yeah, the mitzvah
of taglachas.
Not
lehiku,
but rather just.
Again, according to Rabbanon, taglachas are ma'akev.
Correct.
Lishnachrina. Amri lo amrav, tufa benazim ha'keva. Elibi dema. Yilein elibi drablazim shita. Amrav lezach ha'maisim kula. Elo libi drabbanon, hashtia shlemi taglachas, amrav rabbanon le ma'akva, tufa mi boy. Now, the Rush says that I'm here, the Gemara should have said the answer before, which it doesn't. The Gemara should have stopped and said, no, it's in Rabbi Eliezer, because we would have thought through his residual, Kamash Munda, it's not. So the Rush adds over here, see Amar Aleph, apply the Gemara of Amar Aleph to here. That is going in Rabbi Eliezer, and Rav is telling me that even though usually it's a residual mitzvah, over here it's Ma'akev. But according to the Rabbanan, it's not Ma'akev. That's what the Rush said you should add to this Gemara. He says the Gemara just didn't bother telling you, see Amar Aleph and apply. That's what the Rush says. Frank, the Gemara, Miloy Ma'akva. Going to the Rabbanon, it's not Ma'akev. This question is in the Rabbanon. Because we're saying according to the Rabbanon, it's not Ma'akev. According to the Eliezer, it is Ma'akev.
Rav's statement?
Yeah. Rav says Tanufa is Ma'akev in Rabbi Eliezer.
Even according to the second one.
I said that. Add the Gemara.
Okay. So now we're going back into...
We're asking a question on the Rabbanon, who we said say Tanufa is not Ma'akev, based on the fact that Taglachas is not Ma'akev. Latanya... And now the Gemara thinks the equation is that Eilei Kapayim, everybody would agree it's Ma'akev because it's Eina Roy Labila. You can't do Tanufa. And anything that you can't do is Ma'akev. And therefore, since the Braisa equates it, the Braisa is saying just like the guy that doesn't have a hand, he can't do Tanufa, it's Ma'akev. So this guy who has a hand, also Tanufa's Ma'akev. Aitak Lachas is not Ma'akev. The Gemara at this point is willing to consider a Svara that what happens to the carbon is different to Taglachas that's not in the very carbon. That's the Havamina of this Gemara. Now the Gemara is asking, according to the Rabbanon, Tanufa should be Ma'akev, based on this Braisa, and the fact that Taglachas is not Ma'akev should not influence, should not impact this, because Taglachas is not in the animal Tanufa is. The Gemara comes back. Hello, the Tanya is
right. What?
It's
not the animal, is it?
Taglachas has nothing to do with the animal, and Tanufa is the part of the animal. Parts of the animal. Hello, the Tanya. So I started to know that Beis Yesh Lissar, Beis Yesh Lissar, Chanami de Ma'atwa? You're going into Rabbanon. Are you going to say, since the guy without hair is Ma'akev because ain't a royal Abila, right? So therefore, the guy with hair is also Ma'akev? That means you're saying that Taglachas is Ma'akev, and Rabbanon clearly said Taglachas is not Ma'akev.
He's Roy Lent,
the guy with hair is Roy Lent. But the Torah equates the one with to the one without. And our assumption is the one without can't be Yitzhak because he's Anna Roy Labila.
So therefore it is Ma'akev.
Right. And if it's Ma'akev by him and the Torah equates the two.
So what are we learning from those Torah Sanhedrin then?
That Taglachas is Ma'akev the way we're understanding it now. And that Tanufa is Ma'akev.
Well, is that with the Klal Bila or not without the Klal Bila?
Again, we assume that Eloi is Ma'akev because they ain't a royal Bila.
Right. to which one?
Everything. Ain't a roy is ain't a roy.
No, but the one that what about the one that
the Tyree equates the two.
Okay, so so which is the
given is that ain't roy is my gave. Both.
But the given, which one is the given?
That's the given.
When it does not have hair.
That a guy who doesn't have hair is ma'akev. That's the given.
He's not roy le tinkar.
Correct.
Okay.
And therefore, the Tyree equates the two.
Without the Tyree equating,
I would make a difference.
Okay.
But the Tyree equates to them. Yeah, I can't ignore the Tyree.
Okay, okay.
That's usually a minute we have.
You know what you would.
You can't do it. It's me, talking about mixing a mincha.
Kind
of you don't have the ability to mix. You don't have to mix, but you have to have the ability to mix.
So it's taking into hair. If you don't have hair, you don't have ability to shave.
Correct.
So therefore, it should be ma'akev.
Right. And therefore, the Tyree equated the one with hair to it. That means it's ma'akev by him also.
Even though he is roiled.
Again, that's what the equation says.
Yes. And that's the thing.
Therefore, that's going into Rabbanan. Because you said that part of truth is going into Rabbanan, so the part of this is going into Rabbanan.
Okay.
That means Rabbanan is saying Tzedakah says Ma'akev, they said the Pharisee it's not. So obviously this Raisa can't be going into Rabbanan. And for the Gemara, Vatanya, Nazir Mamurit Bishami Aimim Aina Tarak Lavitara Raisha Bisil Aimim Tarak. Amravina my Tarak Lebisil Tarak Main Litakana. The Bishama Yeshlit Takana Pligin Raptas. The Gemara now answers that these brises are going like Bishamai. And Bishamai is saying there is an Eitza for Ainloi. And it's not Ma'akev. All we're saying is that Ainloi should go through the motions. Ainokinami according to the Rabbana Taglakas is not Ma'akev. And according to Eliezer, Taglachas is Me'akev. And according to the Rabbanan, truth is not Me'akev. And according to Eliezer, truth is Me'akev. What Zayis Tyrus Hanazer comes to tell me is the one without it has to go through the motions. Has to run his the tar on his hair, has to do the truth over his arm. And according to Eliezer, that would be Me'akev. And according to the Rabbanan, it would be a
mitzvah.
And by so holds Ainlei Takana, correct. And they don't equate. And they don't make that equation. That's what it, according to this lesson, Beis Hill says the guy is stuck. Because he's ain't a royal labila. And they don't make the equation.
But in both, if he doesn't have hair in his hands, they're both ain't a labila. What's the difference?
Ergonomy. They would say both.
Beis Hill doesn't learn that like that price at all.
But that price was written by Beis Hamai. They don't have to agree to every price, though. What do they do with Zayt Saras and Nazar? I don't know. Dr. Mishnah Vaita Gilacha Asabach Benim Tepasul Taglach Tepsula. Somebody took a haircut, and then they found that the Zevach he took the haircut on was Pasul. The Taglachas was a non-Taglachas, whose Vachav Le'olulay, and none of his Kabbalahs counted, and he's got to do his hair again. Gilacha Achatish Loy Lishma, which is a Pasul, Zachach Hebe Kabinais of Lishman. Taglachas Sula, because he did it on the Chatas was Seth Pasul. It was a non-Taglachas. It was a Nazir that did Taglachas Shloi Kedin, which means he has to do hair again. But differently, other Lord. Gilach al-Hail al-Shlam, Shloi Lushman, Vakach HaKehevi, Kabinas of Lushman, Taglachas Sula, again. Because even though the Hail al-Shlam are Kusher, but they're not Kusher for Nazir. And therefore, he did it on the wrong thing. It was welcome to other Lord. He's got to do the hair all over again. Rabbi Eliezer would say 7 days. Rabbanan would say 30 days. Shimon Aimer, no. He says he has to bring that carbon again, but he was jaita taglachas. You don't have to do taglachas over a nazir carbon. You have to do taglachas over a carbon, and this was a carbon that was kosher, not for nazir. Doesn't you don't need it to be kosher for nazir? You need to be a kosher carbon. Now the next line in the Mishnah, the Mgilach HaShlashtav Nimtech Abem Kasha Taglach Tikshera V'yavishar Zlachim, meaning as long as one of them is Kasher and he did the Taglachas after all three, his Taglachas was Kasher, and when he becomes Tahar, he will bring the other ones.
That's Kulalma.
That's what the Rosh says. Doesn't need a carbon nazar. I, where did he know it from? My time at Damakrov and Nasan says his time to seven hashlamim, like Ziv al Shlamav. Doesn't say it has to be hishlamim, eshlamim. That's the first gears in the rush. And the second gears in the rush is from a passing by Taida, which says Zevach Taida Shlamav, right? That's what the rush is, Gairus. Trying to find it, yeah. Zevach Taida Shlamav. So, right? So we say, what does he say there? Right, so it doesn't say shlomim. So we're marba shlomim, shalmi nazir in that pasuk. To tell me that any shlomim can count for the taglach.
What happens to the regular shlomim?
What do you mean, what happens?
No, what happens to the regular shlomim that he needed to bring?
That's shalmi nazir. He has to bring it. He'd have to bring it later.
But
he rejects the taglacha.
He had his haircut
over a carbon. That's good enough.
And he can drink, but he just has to bring the other stuff.
Correct. Dr. Mishnah Vaita Mishan Nizra Kalabachim and Adama Benitma. Probably Ezra and Messiah Sakail, because he didn't have taglachas. He would have to do 7 days. Because taglachas is only a mitzvah. That is in danger of a hochem matzah shemesa. She brings the rest of her kavanas, and after she becomes tar. It just means he has to redo the By the way, Vetitar means when she becomes tar, Shmamina. Had no lux like Shaminim, had no lux like Shaminim, had no lux like Shaminim. Kayan Gadl bin Nazir, a Kayan Gadl Uri Nazir, what does Bay say? Ainan Matam of Likurveya. They cannot be Matam to their relatives, I'm Matam of the Mitzvah. Hi, Malcolm Baderach and Matsu Mace Mitzvah. The question is, who is the lucky guy that's Matam to the Mace Mitzvah? The answer is, I'm a Yitma Kayan Gadl by Yitma Nazir. Come in by Yitma Nazir, I Yitma Kayan Gadl. Right? Because Yitma Kayan Gadl is supposed to say, but the same halacha would be true by Kohen Hedjin, that the Rush speaks out, because the Svara, the Rabbanon say, by Kohen Gadol applies to Kohen Hedjin as well. Amalam Rabbi Yez, Yitma Kohen Shein, it may be carbon al Tumasai, by Yitma Nazir, who may be carbon al Tumasai, which shows us that Tumma by a Nazir has a greater impact. Amalam Yitma Nazir Shein, Kedushas of Kedush Asylum, by Yitma Kohen, Kedushas of Kedush Asylum. Mishlam Kohen Gadol ben Nazir, Haisav Kohen Gadol Adam, Haisav Nazir Adam. Makes sense. However, the following statements can be made. Meshuach b'shemen ha-mishcha merubim begadim. Meshuach b'shemen ha-mishcha adiv. He's more. The other Meshuach b'shemen ha-mishcha may be paravonka. Mitzvah, he's a higher level kohen gadol. He brings a par when he passes wrong and then does according to his psak. Meshuach merubim begadim, a maybe. Now, this, how can you have both of them? So the rest speaks out. It's talking about the kohen gadol was either out of town or he got about, or he did something that delayed him for many, many days. And then we appointed a replacement. So even though when he's about carrying, we appoint a replacement, as soon as he comes back, the other person is removed. But in this case, the person would not be removed because he's been serving for a long time. And we don't remove somebody that's serving for a long time. So we have two coexisting Kehadim Gedailim. And therefore, they're both walking. The Meshuach B'Shem and HaMishcha would be the one that's not Matamei. Meshuach Sha'avar Merubah Begadim. What if you have a Meshuach that was replaced and a Merubah Begadim? So Merubah Begadim Adam, the Merubah Begadim Avad Avaita, he's the one that's serving. He's the Meshuach Sha'avar La'avar Avaita. Right? He is a Kohen Gadol that was removed. He's not a Bar Avaita. Avad Machlis Kiryah Vachad Machlis Mumah, you have two that were removed. One more longer term, Avad Machlis Kiryah Adam, Dilai Chazil Avaita, Lamachar, Avad Machlis Mumah, Lamachar, 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 Lamachar. One is going to be coming back immediately, and the other one will not. Ibailu. Meshuach Muhammad is gone. Gone is a man signed to take over for the Kohen Gadol, if necessary. That does not guarantee him the position afterwards. Right? But at this point, he's the vice president. He's the one that goes to war and leads the war. And by the way, wears Shmaina Begadim at times. Adam is Ganadim, who never wears Shmaina Begadim, the Chazil Avaida, but he's ready to go for Avaida. Just clearly, this God is more important because he's ready to take over at moment's notice. That's for keeping him alive. Because we need him for war. My time at the Tal Bay Rabbim. Why? Because he has to be ready to take over at moment's notice.
What's
to keep him alive. If he's drowning, both of them are drowning, who do we save? If both of them are starving, who do we give food to?
Why in reverse to Kuhachios in one way, the other?
And the other one is who's Matamid Lameis Mitzvah.
So what? It should be the same.
It's not, because Achi Yitzhai is one that Tzibur needs now more. The Tzibur needs a Mishuach Mechama. That's a position that was necessary.
And to bring the Korbanos?
Again. If you're talking about immediate, we want this guy around more than the Mishuach Mechama. Because the Mishuach Mechama will be able to do his job even though he's Matamat Tabes Mitzvah.
But the Shigan is doing it for the Tzibur also.
Shigan is doing nothing now.
I'm saying it.
But again, one is Talib Rabim. They need him now to be in position.
Okay.